Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The left fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rico Cardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Kern. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kern covering, for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Manning picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Manning. Carbo scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bell for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kern fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kern. Burleson moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Lynn moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. Cardi scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Kern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cardi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doyle. The throw from Ashby and he is safe. Doyle steals second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. There goes Burleson. The throw from Ashby to second, and Burleson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Doyle applying the tag. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardi takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Buskey now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maurer now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ashby takes first base on ball four. Duffy moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Maurer fields it and throws to third for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. Dick Drago now pitching. Boog Powell pinch hits for Buddy Bell. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Powell reaches second base with a double. Ashby scores. There goes Kuiper trying to get to home. Lynn throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Blackwell, who tags Kuiper, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Boog Powell. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manning takes first base on ball four. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Frank Robinson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Ed Crosby now playing third base. Rick Miller pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.